You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Hi, we've been talking to Jelijah Boeheim, and she's the author of The Magic of Circle Work. We've been talking about how bringing women together, but sometimes men, in a circle for healing. And we just started to talk about some of the things that happen in the circle. Certainly deep listening and allowing everyone a chance to speak. You were just starting to tell us a little bit more about what goes on there.
Yes, you know, I think that in our culture we talk a lot about loving your body and taking good care of your body, but the truth is that a lot of people are running so fast and doing so much that they can't help but get disconnected from their heart, their body, their emotions. So I think one of the first things that happens in the circle is that people start to slow down. You know, unless we slow down and calm that chattering mind, we don't really have a chance to connect deeply with ourselves. And personally, I believe if we're not connected to ourselves, then our relationships to other people will suffer also. So in the circle, there's a lot of emphasis, of course, on our relationships to each other, but first of all, on really touching in, how am I feeling? What is going on for me? Am I living a life that is really in alignment with what makes my heart and soul happy?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, I mean, it takes a little bit of armoring to be in the world and to do what you think you have to do and be who, you know, do all the things that you think you have to do. The circle allows you to remove that armor and just be.
That is so true. You know, it's like it provides a sanctuary, a place that is truly safe. And I have trained a lot of women who live in places that are definitely not safe. It could be the women that I work with in Palestine, in the West Bank. I've trained women from Afghanistan. So for them, even more, I think, than for us, it is so crucial to provide these little havens where we can let down our guard and we can really feel safe and secure. And I also think, you know, in our culture, there is a real problem with loneliness. Mm-hmm. And I think about a month ago, the surgeon, former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, I think he was the Surgeon General until 2017, he said, we are having an epidemic of loneliness. And the statistics show that it is doing more harm to our health than even obesity and smoking. Mm-hmm. And he said 40% of people say that they feel lonely. You know, those are huge numbers. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at why do people feel so lonely, in part it has to do with the changes in the family structure, that a lot of people now live alone. A lot of people don't have their family close by. But also a lot of women who come to my circle say, well, I have friends, I have family, but our relationships don't have the depth, you know, the real authenticity that I crave. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that circles can help us address.
Wow. So this is really just when women come in a circle, it's not based on any beliefs or ideologies. It's just a simple commitment to being present and deep listening and just kindness and peace.
Exactly. And that is very important to me because I work with women from all different backgrounds. So they might be Muslim or Christian or Jewish. It doesn't matter. You know, they're not being asked to accept any kind of belief system. Only, as you mentioned, kindness, peace, these are just universal human values. mm-hmm. that everyone can agree to.
And as our world is changing and it's so fast, that, like you mention a lot in your books about spiritual famine, like if we've let go of the beliefs of our childhood or our upbringing, there is a great big empty space in us. If it doesn't resonate with what you've grown up with, this actually gives you a place to have that spiritual experience.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of women who come to the circle and they say, this is my spiritual home.
Right.
And for me, certainly, it is true. It is, you know, it is sacred space. It is a place where you get to see the beauty in other people in a way that in our world is very rare. You get to see how much courage and wisdom and kindness and compassion really are in us.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives, for myself, I can say it gives me a lot of hope.
For real serious medical healing, you talk about depression and addiction and violence as being the part of that spiritual famine. And so the recipe for the healing is coming together and dropping the judgments.
Yeah, you know, in our culture, it's not really addressed very much, what I call spiritual famine. It's not really seen as a reality, but I do believe that some form of spiritual nourishment is a basic human need. And if that need is not addressed, there's a kind of barrenness in our life. And, you know, people go shopping and they try to fill it in other ways. And some people get addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever they feel will fill that need. And it doesn't work. So I think it's so crucial that we create opportunities for people to really turn to their soul, to really address that need, without needing to join a religious group or accept a belief system that may not feel right for them. None of that is really necessary.
Isn't that wonderful? Jelijah, how would you bring a group together? Say I wanted to start one in my hometown. What do you think is a good number to start with?
Well, you know, I sometimes say we can have a circle of two,
mm-hmm.
When we're with a friend. So I think a nice number to start with is somewhere between 5 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
But I often tell women when they're just starting out, just think about who you would like to be in a circle with. It could be just a few friends. And it doesn't really matter if it's only 3 or 4 people. It can be wonderful. I know many wonderful circles that have been going on for decades, and they're small and intimate, but they make such a difference in people's lives.
And how do I inform friends or bring that circle together? How do I explain it to them in a way that they're not afraid to come to their first circle?
Well, I mean, that's really why I wrote this book, because people would ask me, well, what is circle work? You know, so the book explains it, and then I also wrote what I call the Circle Work Training Manual. And the Training Manual is really a book for facilitators or for anyone who is interested in organizing a circle. And that Training Manual is full with all the, you know, all the how-to stuff and exercises and troubleshooting and all that. Circle work is a... It's a beauty, but there is an art to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it is really important, for example, that a circle be very clear on what are the ground rules here,
mm-hmm.
So that everyone is on the same page.
Right.
So there are certain simple principles which, if you follow them, your circle will have a much better chance of success.
And this is all lined in your book. So where would we get your book from? Is it on Amazon or can you find it in bookstores?
Amazon, or you can go to magicofcirclework.com.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a nice web page there?
Yes, there's a web page there, and you can find out about the books, but also about retreats, about the circle work training. It's all there.
Okay. And do you do, in North America, do you do any trainings, or is it in other parts of the world? Where are you practicing the most?
Located on the East Coast near Ithaca, New York, and we have a gorgeous retreat center here, so this is where I do most of my trainings.
And people come from all over the world?
People come from all over the world.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
It's
and
changing.
Part of the beauty of it, too, that in these groups, you know, women come from Germany and Africa. And so women get to connect with women from other cultures. And that, too, is so beautiful.
And this is helping the men in the world.
Say that again.
This is helping the men in the world. Like, I know sometimes when you hear about just these women's groups, it's not a feminist group.
No, there's nothing feminist about it. And I really think that men need this work just as much as women do. Mm-hmm. And I really look forward to the day when there are more male facilitators to lead circles.
Have you trained male facilitators?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have, eh? And so there are some men's circles starting?
There are men's circles, but they're still way less than women's circles. And in certain regions, for example, when I work in the Middle East, because of the cultural norms there, it wouldn't really work to have mixed circles, or it wouldn't work for everyone. Mm-hmm. Here in the West, it's different, obviously. And, yeah, I think that the more men's circles we have, the better, because men, even more than women, a lot of times don't really have a place where they can be totally open and where they can allow themselves to get vulnerable.
Right, yeah, just to drop the armor and just really, really feel and be present.
Yeah, we all need that.
Well, the work you're doing is just amazing and fascinating, and I just get excited thinking about it growing out throughout the world, throughout all the countries, to bring healing and peace through the women to the whole world. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, and is there any final words you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, I would just invite everyone who does not have a circle to form one. I can't imagine life anymore without it. It's such a source of blessing and joy and support.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your work within the circles and helping to heal our planet.
Well, and thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good day. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Rhea Stone about hospital food.